my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He, Jesus, is indeed Lord. Yes, ah boy, I know the worlders don't like that reality. And they do everything they can to try to stop it, to push it back, to block the light. But alas, darkness can never overcome the light. The light will always shine bright. The light will always shine true. And every time the darkness has tried, it has always come back to bite them. So, alas, that's what we're living in right now. You know, we are living in both a very dark time, as well as a time when things will shine incredibly bright among the people of God. And the world will know the children of God. They will realize, they will recognize, and they will respect. Even if they don't respect them overtly, behind the scenes, they will have great respect for the children of God. Despise you at the same time as they respect you. Even as you would respect an adversary that's a worthy adversary, you would respect competition that's worthy competition. You know, that's we're coming into now, you know, on the lower levels there isn't that respect. It's kind of like, I remember the old school days of competing, you know, and like, you know, when you're in junior high and high school, and the ways that guys, you know, mouth off and the things that they say, because they don't know much better. But as the level continues to rise, as the competition continues to increase, as the level of performance continues to go higher and higher, there comes a certain level of respect that you have for those that you go up against. And, you know, for us, you know, we recognize what we're up against in this world. You know, and we also have a healthy understanding that if it were not for the Spirit of God leading and guiding us, if it was not for the Lord Jesus Christ that keeps us, we would be done. A long time ago, we wouldn't have made it. We would have been completely finished off and over and out of here. So we recognize the strength of our competition. We recognize the strength of our adversary, and that it is just the power of the Spirit of God that keeps us, that leads us, that guides us. But in Him, because we in Him live and move and have our being, because of that, we're able to overcome. Jesus said, "Remain in Me, let My words remain in you, and you will bear much fruit." Jesus also said, "Look, take heart, for I've overcome the world." Take heart. Why do you need to take heart? Well, one is you realize that in and of yourself you can't make it. But He says, take heart, because if you remain in Me, if you live and move and have your being in Me, you will overcome. Now, how do we overcome? You know, one thing is sometimes, all right, I want to talk to you a little bit, I think God's kind of just, you know, keeping your sanity. I think it's, you know, we'll make it a little bit more applicable for what you're dealing with right now. Because, you know, sometimes we talk about keeping your peace, but keeping your sanity. See, there's a few, that right now the world, the battle is for the mind. And when you realize that there is a battle raging for your mind and for your thoughts and where the direction of your mind will go, when you realize that that's a big part of what you're facing right now. And yes, there's attacks on your body. Yes, there's the you know, there's a lot of other stuff that's going on. But that focus to attack your mind and to make your thoughts go a particular way, it's very deliberate. You know, I used to wrestle back in my junior high days, Olympic style wrestling, not that showboat stuff, you see, but No, I used to, and I remember, you know, I had a pretty amazing coach, and he was a, you know, former Olympian and had performed pretty well at the Olympics as well, and he wasn't a lot bigger than me at that age, so I got to train with him, which will make you really good. Oh, that, by the way, when you train, it's always better if you train with people that are better than you, because that's one of the ways that you're always going to improve very fast. If you look for the easy road, the easy path, it's not a way to get better quick. All right, anyway, side note. But one thing, you know, with that was, you know, one thing I remember even writing down back then and just learning some stuff from this guy was where the head goes, the body will follow. Now, that was a natural principle, but, you know, if you could control your opponent's head, you know, the rest of him would just continue to follow wherever that place was that he took his head. Literally, like, you just, if you could grab his head and control your opponent that way. The same with the mind. Where the mind goes, the body will follow. You know, where, then scripturally, where store up your treasure, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So there's certain things that are precursors to the rest of it. So, you know, if you go down a certain track, and the world knows this, if it can get you to go down a certain track, it is much, much easier to break you down. It is much, much easier to scalp your soul, to get your allegiance. You know, this, so, you know, but if you choose not to go that way, then the barrage is on. And the barrage of attacks that come against you, sometimes for a child of God, it can be really tough. You know, it's a battle on your mind. And sometimes to keep your sanity, you wonder sometimes, okay, how do I do this? You know, how do I keep my, not just my peace, but my mental state in what it is that's going around me and what it is that I'm facing on a regular basis. It just continues to escalate. So, you know, that, there's a few things that you can do that are going to help you. Let's go through a few of them. Okay, one is realize what's real and what's not. You know, sometimes one thing that happens is that people can get traumatized over things that are not even real. You know, I just thought back to, there was a TV, no, it was a radio show. There was a classic case in journalism when, I think it was meant to be an entertainment program. But this is like way back in the day, you know, when there's just radios, there wasn't even like TV. And it was an entertainment show. And in the show, they had, you know, it starts off and they, you know, introduced it. But then the show, it starts, when it started going, it was basically this whole thing about an alien invasion. And, you know, it was a long show. So people that tuned in late and missed the introduction and didn't know, they got freaked out. Because they thought that the world was being invaded by these aliens, and people were very descriptive about the craft is landing and people are getting out and this is what it looks like and all the sound effects and everything. And people, you know, did crazy things while they were listening to that show. And then subsequently, you know, it became a big issue but it was just a case in mass hysteria and something like that. Now this was, was it real? No. You know, there's a lot of things that that people are dealing with right now. Some of it's real, a lot of it's not. And if you don't understand the difference between which is which, you're going to get into trouble. Because to understand the real problem is then going to help you a lot in going forward and knowing how to pray, and also, you know, the actions to take. Because there's a lot of things that people worry about that really, you know what, it's not yours to worry about in the first place. And, you know, this stuff would be there whether you were in this life or not. And unless God has put it on your heart to do something about it, you know, it's not something that you gotta stress too much about. Because there is plenty that God has for you to do. We do what we can, where we can, when we can. You know, but, you know, hey, it is not my role to fix things going on in North Korea right now. Okay. I can be aware of it, but, you know, I'm not going to be led down some path because somebody else has a political motive and they're trying to get me to think a certain way. But it's going to require that I have some active involvement in understanding the information that's out there. Anyways, you know, you have to watch out with the way that things are being fed to you, because there is a barrage of information now, more now than ever before. Absolutely, fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy, knowledge shall increase. Last chapter of the book of Daniel, signs of the ends of the age. If you want to talk about an age where knowledge has increased, my gosh, 30 years ago, if you were living in India, you barely had access to, you know, you didn't have access to much when it came to information. Now, if you live in India, I mean, you can get national wireless, and you can have access to a wealth of information that was undreamed of 30 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, it's your knowledge has definitely increased, but with that knowledge comes a barrage of people trying to control your minds, your thoughts, your heart, your intentions, your motives, and your free will, wanting it to be given over. You know, I go back to that line from that I told you guys a little while back. Very, very interesting. You know, one of the greatest con men that ever lived, and one of his principles in life was, look, everybody's willing to give something for whatever it is that they're hungry for. That was his principle. That's what he lived by. And he would look for what it was that people were hungry for. And when he found it, he would work to feed their hunger. And when he worked to feed their hunger and got them doing what then he took them the route that he wanted them to go. Again, where the head goes, the body will follow. So, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, the one way that you can be saved from that trap is going to be when... the way that you're going to be saved from that trap is going to be when you are not hungry for the things of this world. When the hunger that you have is the Lord Jesus Christ, is righteousness, is truth, is Him. Because if that's your hunger, then the world doesn't have anything it can offer you that you're going to bite on, because you got what you want, which is Him. That's the way that you make it through. But if that's not your hunger, if you've got something else, this is why it's comical when people try to be all spiritual, but their heart is in the world. So they may wear the collars, and they may wear the robes, and they may do all that stuff. But if your heart's in the world, if your real desire is to set up your own little kingdom, is to be seen as a man of God, is to be people believe a certain way about you, power, position, perception, pleasure, you know, if those are your heart, the world will give it to you. in whatever label you want it, if it means you, it can cash in on your soul. And of course, the world is the devil is the father of all lies. So, as soon as he's got what he wants, he's going to chump you. And in the process of chumping you, he's going to hurt a lot of other people as well. So, yes, heard that Kim Jong-il has left this world and departed. All the power and control in the world will not stop that day of your departure. You can rule with an iron fist and put all of these people under, but it's an eternal reality. And the day will come where God is going to flip the whole thing. And when he does, you know what? You better be in the right spot. You know, today is the day of salvation. You got to be on the right track. Okay, so keeping your sanity. One, realize what is real and what is not real. Because when you do, it's going to make all the difference in the world in how you approach the things that you face. Two, deal with what it is that you have in front of you right now. You know, sometimes what happens is people, they get worried and perplexed about all kinds of things coming up. But what did Jesus say about worry? Matthew chapter 6, latter part, end of the chapter. You know, let's start from maybe the 30s, the early 30s, and read towards the end of that those verses. Matthew chapter 6. Do not worry about the morrow, for sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. You know, don't worry about tomorrow. You don't have to. Why? Because the one that made you, that knows you, that fashioned you, he's going to take care of you. And if he gives you wisdom to understand what's coming up, and also a position and a resource where you can do something about it, like he did with Joseph. You know, for example, Joseph, if he was in the dungeon, remained in the dungeon, there was no reason for him to worry about the famine and all of that coming up, because there's nothing he could do about it. He was in the dungeon. No position, no ability. So he didn't need to know the dream even then. But God made the... God told Pharaoh, because God will speak to people in positions of authority. And God gave the interpretation and the wisdom for it to Joseph. Because in doing that, you know, he also created an opportunity for Joseph to move, to be in position for doing what it was that God had for him. Now, in that point, God gave Joseph the ability to do those things. He also gave him not just the wisdom, but the power to be able to execute. And in giving the power to be able to execute, at that stage, at that point, you know, Joseph was able to put forward and to move on the plan that was given. Now, did he worry about tomorrow? No. He sat down. He made the plan. God gave him the wisdom and then gave him the practical strength. He did it. He executed it. Carried it out. Done. You know, he didn't fret about the millions of people that were going to be put in distress, or whether Pharaoh was going to be mad at him, or whether he's going to lose his position and go back in the dungeon, or, I mean, go down this all these lists of things that he could have worried about. No, he didn't worry about any of those. He did exactly what it was that God told him to do, and he kept going. Focus on the day. Focus on this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But so many people are worried about tomorrow, they're not even dealing with the reality of the day. So understand what's real, and what's not. Focus on right now and doing what's in front of you. And then also, you know, in that process too, hey, pray. I know things can get a bit loaded and a bit heated and a bit, sometimes it can get a bit tough with as many things that are flying around us. But pray. You know, cut that time out. Spend that time with the Father. Because that is going to be, prayer is what makes a difference. My gosh. When you spend time praying, it changes things. Prayer will change the reality that you face. Prayer can turn a heart. Prayer can change a circumstance. Prayer can affect a situation in a way you never dreamed possible. You know, I mean, when you spend the night in prayer, as they did in Acts 16, the very ones that ripped open your back can be the very ones that are there contributing to your healing the next day. And you got to leave space for that. You can't get angry and upset about these things and about people and where they're at, because it could change. Your enemy could turn into your friend or your brother, like what happened to Paul, who was previously Saul. You know, if that happens, are you willing to take it? Are you willing to receive them? Are you willing to go forward with them? Are you willing to let them become part of that life that God has for you and of what God has for you to do? Or are you going to blacklist them because of something that they did, because of the spiritual misalignment they were in? Are you going to hold that against them? Or what if God did that to you? Because you were out of line of 1.2, you know. You haven't exactly lived the perfect life either. If God was keeping that record of sins on us, who could stand? But He's washed us, He's cleansed us in His blood, He's made us new creations. No one can boast. No one can boast. You know, that's another thing too, is when people do this holier than thou thing. My gosh. Look, no one can boast. We're saved by grace. We're saved by the power of God. And once He's applied that to your life and you realize what you have in Him, the difference that it makes, you can't. You're just so in love with God. You're so in love with Him. You're so grateful to Him every day of your life because you realize what He's done. Now, this day, because the attack is for your mind, you need to also be a bit careful about what you allow to come to your mind. What you allow to be in front of you, to go in front of you, to affect you, you have to be mindful of that. You know, don't allow, don't feed on trash. You know, a simple principle with the body: if you eat good, if you eat healthy, your body will be in better health. If you eat junk, if you eat bad stuff, your body's going to be in poorer health. Same with the mind. If you feed on the Word, if you feed on times in prayer, if you feed on Him, on Jesus, if you feed on good things, good material, you know, things that will enrich you, that will build you, you're going to be stronger. Whereas if you feed on trash, if you feed on garbage, if you feed on the stuff of the world, the things that destroy the mind, pollute the soul, it's going to make you weaker. And as it does, now I recognize that there's a bunch of you out there that have, you know, addictions to some of those things because, you know, it's just carried on for a while. But if you want God more than you want that, he that began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. And he'll help break you out of that. Because you know what? You want to be free. You know? I mean, you want to be free. I know you do. Because, I mean, that's the desire. It's not, you know, those things as quick and as temporary as they are, those pleasures of the world, the thing is, in the end, the desire is to be free. To live a real life, to live an authentic life. So, you know, it's not something that you can do of yourself. If you put your life in the hands of God, and you ask Him to lead and guide, to make the way, to have His will fulfilled in your life, He's going to do it. And that is the desire. That is the heart. You know, keeping your sanity, it helps when you hang around other people that are on the same track, that know what it is to walk with God like this. You know, it's tough if you're talking to somebody that is not a brother, and somebody whose heart is wrapped up in the world, because if you talk to them, the way that they see the things coming and the way that you will see the things coming are two different ways. When we say, "Come, Lord Jesus," you know, we want God's kingdom to come. A lot of the worlders do not want God's kingdom to come, because that also implies an end of their system. So, you know, so basically, look, have the saints close to you. It doesn't mean that you don't associate, you know, with the world and the rest of all that's going on around you, but know where your counsel lies. Know where the people that speak into your life and your heart that have means to be able to speak to you. Know where they stand. Do not bring in close to you advisors and counselors and those that would take you in another direction, that have their heart somewhere else. So you've got to diminish the advice of others to the point that that it's supposed to be. So if you're looking for advice on something that's secular, keep it on that level. If it's somebody that, you know, maybe is very good at what they do in the secular world, maybe they make a good piece of furniture, maybe they you know something about accounting, fine. But that's not going to be somebody that's going to give you life advice or, you know, help you make, you know, substantive choices. So keep things in the right perspective. Yeah, you know, it's all good. This is a good time. You know, it's not an easy time. Of course it's not an easy time, but it's a good time. And, you know, God and His wisdom, God and His love for us is going to also increase the free flow of His gifts in and through us at this time as well. And, you know, part of what that's going to do is it's going to give you the power necessary. Now, you already had it, but He's got to activate it. But when He activates that, it's going to give the power necessary to go through these things. And you, again, like the manna in the desert, Like, you know, you don't need manna when you're in Egypt, nor do you need manna when you're in the Promised Land. The only time that you need manna from heaven is when you're in the wilderness. So likewise, God gives the need when it's needed. And this is a very, very important principle, is that He will give you what you need when you need it. And if you wanted to try to carry it, if you wanted to try to put it together in advance, all of that, it's going to be very difficult. You want to carry 40 years worth of food stocks for one person, let alone a million people? No, that's something God's going to do. He just wants you to trust. He just wants you to take a walk. So you got to trust Him. That's one way that you're going to keep your sanity, is when you trust Him. When you trust that no matter what's going on around you, no matter what's going on in the world around you, that He is in control. That He knows what He's doing. That He knows where you are. That He knows where your life is. And that He has the whole thing in His hands. And He's got you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to lead and guide you. You know, peace is a beautiful thing. The world looks for peace, but it won't find it. Truth is a beautiful thing, but people turn away from truth because they don't have a heart for it. But in the end, you know, the irony is you need truth. You know, while the world, what's so funny is the world spends so much to distort the truth, and yet is willing to pay so much to actually know the truth as well, in the respect of what's real and what's objective and what they can work with. Take, for example, the intelligence communities of the world. They want to know the truth in the respect that they want to be able to have the right facts. I'm not talking about big T truth. I'm talking about little T truths. They want to know what those are so that they can then use those to accomplish their own agenda. Not so that they can follow the principles of God, but so that they can use those to accomplish their own agenda. So the worlders look for truth in that sense. They want to have the right information for the right stock tip. Oh yeah, what's the right stock tip? What's the way to accomplish my objective in the world? What's you know, who's the right contact, the right person? So worlders look for little t truth so that they can distort it to their own ends and to accomplish their own personal objectives. Children of God look for big T truth so that they can line their lives up with that truth and live in it. That's a glaring difference between us. Such a big difference. Well, you know, it is funny to me sometimes of when I see, you know, what people, what they push for, what they want, what they're asking for, and then what they end up doing with it. So, yeah, it is funny. It's funny that that people are willing to, that they want to know the facts, but so that they can twist them. But anyways, no, do seek truth, you know, and with big T, align your life with the big T truth, and with little T, seek it so that you can be aware, and that you can understand, and that you're not deceived. Because there's so much deception running around right now. And back to whatever it is that people are hungry for, and the deceptions that come are brought to people based on their hunger. So if people have racism in them, and they're hungry to be cruel to others, and to put other people down based on, to put other people down based on their own hatred, and on something as surface as the color of somebody's skin, or name even, well, they're going to find somebody that will give them exactly what they want in the way of information to justify that hatred. Now it's very easy. You can make your own little cocoon for life, for whatever it is that you want to be. Is that truth? No. But it's what people are choosing. And they're finding people that will tell them that what it is that they want and what it is that they're looking for is okay. So, now it's it's not a time that you want to, you don't want to play around with this. You don't want to play around with your soul. You don't want to play around with God's destiny for your life. You want to fulfill this. But in order to be able to do that, you got to rest in Him. And realize when people are trying to take you for a ride. So, back to this whole thing of, knowing what somebody else is hungry for. Well, know what you're hungry for. Because when you're deceived, chances are that you'll be deceived based on your hunger. When even in the garden, all the way back then, with Eve, the serpent felt her out, and he found out what it was. From the moment that you eat of the tree, you will become like God, knowing good and evil. So. That process, once somebody understands that, they're going to look for that in you. But if you have nothing if you can't be bought, at the end of this whole thing, you're going to be able to walk through. But it's got to be Christ. He's got to be what you're looking for. It's got to be Jesus. He's got to be what you want above all things. Because if it's not Him that you want above all things, then something else is going to rule your life. Something else is going to take over your life. But if it is Him, you'll be able to walk through. So, yeah, another thing too, in keeping your mind, keeping your sanity, hey, have fun. Don't take this thing too seriously. Because you know what? Really, there's really not a lot in this life that matters all that much. This life in this world is really quick, and so many of the things that you put a priority on right now and that you think are huge deals and huge issues, if you pass on into eternity right at this moment, it wouldn't be a big deal at all. So, know that and keep things in the right perspective. Yes, do all things as unto the Lord. Yes, give things your best effort, but don't let it own you. Don't let it own your mind. Don't let it own your thoughts. So, This is a drive time. Sorry, I was in a huge traffic block back there. Incredible. Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know, Sri Lanka is in the middle of a massive construction boom. Anyways, everywhere they're building stuff. But, no, don't worry. You know, people worry about too much. You know, they worry about things that are not going to affect them. They worry about things that, and you know, because they do that, they bring suffering into their own life that was unnecessary. But, you know, spend some time in prayer and spend some time with the saints. And you know what? They're out there. You know, God has given, you know, I've got some brothers out there. I've got some sisters out there. I know I do. You know, people that love the Lord and walk with Him and you know, love me as well. And with those ones, when you know where they're coming from, hey, just enjoy their company, enjoy their fellowship. You know, do what you can with what's in front of you, yes, but don't stress. Because in the days that come, it's not going to be you that does it anyways. It's not going to be you that solves the situation and fixes everything and goes on like that. No, it's going to be Christ in you, the hope of glory, Him doing it through you that'll make the difference in everything. And you're going to learn that very quickly, that if you try to do something in your own effort, how short you will fall. And you're also going to learn that if you trust Him and you let Him work through you, how amazing things happen. And He's going to allow a few different things to come and go that will show you the difference between both, so that once you then learn to default to the way the Spirit of God works through you, and you learn to default to listening to His voice and following and doing that which He instructs you to do, once you've learned that, you're now in an incredible place for His power to flow through you and for you to be an instrument that He uses to accomplish His purposes. But it's not going to be about you. So He has to break people out of this. And He does. Oh, He does. God will snap you in two. Because He loves you. So, thank God that He loves us. Hey, you know, I know we haven't been posting as much as we, you know, used to. Part of that is logistics, and part of that too is, you know, I feel is just that God has for you also just to really be pushing in and pressing in to Him in this time. And He's speaking directly to you. So, you know, trust Him. And cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. So, hey, I love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. And, hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, and say hi. All right. God bless you. Talk to you guys later. Bye.